I think it's absolutely crucial that we ensure that that network is protected and that the government don't allow a situation to evolve where post offices are closed and where in the future we all live to regret that. In many towns and villages at the moment, the post office is one of the few remaining services in place, and indeed they are the nucleus of much village life in particular. And with the evolving trends in Ireland, it is particularly important that we do look at how the post office network can actually serve our communities. I know there's been a number of reports in relation to that, but the government really have so far failed to get a proper handle on the types of services that post offices could actually provide alongside ones they traditionally provided and which maybe the demand for is somewhat dwindling. So I would call on the government now to get involved with AmPost and to ensure that they fully actually engage with the proposals which have been forward previously, particularly in the CARE report where there was a number of progressive proposals put forward as to how the post office network could actually service local communities and ensure that they actually are given a bright future and that they can and will continue to provide a service in local towns, villages and rural communities.
Well, the various reports in recent times have suggested AmPost want to close anything between, as you say, 200 and 400 post offices. What Bobby Kerr appears to be saying in his report is that if 80 post offices close, the rest can be saved. In terms of the IPU's acceptance of that, is that the baseline as far as you're concerned, that if we take it that 80 close and the rest can be saved, that's acceptable?
No, I don't think we should be accepting any closures. I think the starting point here should be that the post office network provides a very strong service at the moment, and also that it can be the vehicle for actually providing much community services into the future. And the government, therefore, need to actually engage with the with AmPost, also engage with Irish Postmaster Union, and look and see what type of additional services can be provided to the post office network and ensure that they are given a viable future. We have seen in the past too often quick decisions made to actually close down services and then that come to be regretted in the future. And as I say, in many villages in particular, the post office is one of the few remaining aspects of thriving village life. And it's important that they would continue to be that. But they will have to evolve, but that takes the government actually engaging with them and trying to ensure that there's a viable future which ensures those offices stay open, but also ensures that there's a viable income involved in those who are actually running the post offices.
But isn't there an inherent contradiction in the way that we are treating our what would have been called semi-state companies, our state-owned bodies like that? On the one hand, we're saying to them, operate as private companies, operate as though you are a commercial entity, but on the other hand, we're tying their hands behind their back every time they want to implement cost-cutting measures. We can't have it both ways.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, AmPost does have to be allowed to actually operate on a sustainable basis. But that's why it's important really here that the government gets involved in terms of public policy point, from a public policy perspective, in terms of making a decision as to how they want the post office network to service local communities, and the government actually taking on some of the responsibility for how that may operate. I do think there's a wider role for post offices here in terms of serving the community, not just through AmPost services, but also through actually servicing local people. And there can be, and they should be, a hub really for community activity, as well as providing services which they traditionally have done. And it's important that the government get the policy clear in relation to that, because there's been too much dilly-dallying and kicking the can down the road. And really the inevitability of continuing to take that approach is that some post offices will become inviable, many will close, and AmPost, without government actually engaging with them and putting a comprehensive plan in place, will seek to close a number. So I am now calling, and Fianna Fáil is calling, on the government really to engage with AmPost and to actually look at how post offices can have a sustainable future and really address this very concerning vista that AmPost are putting forward at the moment of between over 200 post offices potentially closing in the near future.